I Told You Love Is Easy. Love, Love, and More Love. Written by Ann Tyler. Narrated by Kira Grace.
Forward. Love is a force that is hard to explain, and very difficult to fall out of when it captures your heart. Many relationships and marriages fail because the participants fail to duplicate the actions that brought love into their lives. When I love you, no, carry the same feeling or power that brought hearts together. That is not the time to give up. That is when you add more to the definition. The institution and sanctity of marriage today are short of values that promote respect and love, and we have to look at the pieces of what destroy marriages and find solutions that enrich a successful compatibility. First, let us examine the statistics for a successful marriage, because statisticians have concluded that over 50% of marriages end in divorce, and this sad reality is discouraging for those who are in love and want to stay together. It appears that those who are in love contrived the essentialities to propose and get married, but is failing miserably to understand the conditions to make a marriage work. Marriage is a beautiful thing if you have your priorities in order, because you do not want to wake up one morning depressed, stressed, and discover the possibility that you may have married the wrong person. In our world today, it appears that the majority of people have a Hollywood perception of marriage, which is big on fairy tales, but short on reality. A successful marriage is a soul commitment. If the foundation is not built on love and cooperation, then it will not have longevity when external negativity threatens it. Everyone wants love, and a loving family, but no one wants to make the sacrifices that are needed to gain that love. Could it be that responsibility scares so many of us into running away from what is right? Marriage and family is a big responsibility, and with job security and employment on the decline, we divest such possibilities of a better tomorrow and replace much-needed optimism with pessimism. In order for people to get along and appreciate life, first they must acknowledge that love empowers all things, and so does hate. People must decide which one they want to give their energy to, for we know love positively changes while hate evokes suspicion, doubt, and destruction. Chapter 1. Love Doesn't Mean Be Stupid. I reiterate, love is the greatest gift humanity has to keep it from being obstinate, and expressing peace is what humanity takes for granted. Many people abhor falling in love because it makes them vulnerable to people's negative intentions. When you love something...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?